understand why you're so fond of that awful thing.
Because, my dear, I'm a lover of Shakespeare. You know that.
Oh, yes. I certainly do.
We can't see a thing, Maisie.
No. And no one can see us. All according to plan. Give me the satchel.
With pleasure. I was terrified it would explode.
Nothing can explode until I've put the fuse in. There. We just lay it by the door. Light the blue touch paper. And run as fast as we can.
We've struck another blow for the suffragette movement. And we've done a friend a good turn at the same time.
What friend?
Just someone who gave us a helping hand. I promise not to mention his name.
His name? A man? Don't worry, Moya. No one will ever know he helped us. But I will, Maisie. I'll know.
The Ingenious Mind of Mr. Rigby Lexham. Dramatized from the story by Ernest Brammer by Sue Rodwell. With Simon Callow as Max Carrados and Lionel Jeffries as Parkinson.
Attempt to blow up Stratford-on-Avon Church. Suffragettes' latest outrage.
Most resourceful.
Shocking, I call it, sir.
And your shy little niece is involved in some way, Parkinson.
Moya, shy. Not shy, sir. Not anymore.
Really?
Since you last met her, she's been had up twice for brawling, and if her mother hadn't caught the influenza in the nick of time, Moya meant to chain herself to the minute hand of Big Ben.
To prove that women are moving with the time. I suppose. Fine spirit.
My mother's sick with worry. That's my youngest sister. Married, well, widow now.
Married a bank manager, I seem to recall.
She did. Gave Moira a good education. And this is what the girl comes to. It's a pretty grey outlook if she's an example of the mothers of the coming generation.
Read the story to me, will you, Parkinson? My fingers can manage to decipher the headlines, but really the smaller type is beyond me today.
Shortly after midnight, a determined attempt was made to wreck part of Holy Trinity Church, Stratford-on-Avon, by means of a bomb. Residents throughout the town were woken by a loud explosion. Investigation showed that an attack had been made on the church, bringing down part of a wall and breaking a stained glass window. A letter sent to this newspaper reveals that the attack was carried out on behalf of the Women's Suffrage League.
Most enterprising. Go on.
The explosion took place within a few feet of Shakespeare's monument, but it is untouched.
How fortuitous.
And it is hoped that the damage can be made good without further harm being caused to this historic site.
What, I wonder, was their true object?
To make trouble. That's all. My sister doesn't know if she's coming or going with the girl.
But how can I help?
Moya's still in Stratford, sir. Sharing a cottage with one of her so-called friends. I know she was involved in some way. I thought if you could talk to her.
Play the father? I hardly think so, Parkinson.
She's got him with a bad lot, but she thinks the world of you, sir. Only the other day she said that if she was put to set this house on fire, she wouldn't.
How gratifying.
She said she'd get someone else to do it. If you could talk to her, I know she'd listen to you.
I wonder what these friends are really up to. Very well, Parkinson. Telegraph your niece that we'll be arriving at Stratford this afternoon. If we hurry, we can catch the next train from Paddington.